I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written: King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Word. It's not at all an unusual question to hear during interviews of people close to those who are famous or powerful. When did you know? When did you know that little boy who loved to play war would turn out to be one of the nation's greatest generals that played an enormous role in ending world war? When did you know that little girl who walked around singing all the time, writing her own songs, teaching herself to play so many instruments, would one day be an international pop star who would earn billions through recordings and tours before she even reached middle age? When did you know that that crazy brother inventor of yours, who everybody was always laughing at, had finally found his way to an idea that changed human life on earth forever? Or maybe it's even simpler and more personal than that. When did you know that that lifelong partner was the one, was your person? I find it very hard to believe that no one would have ever asked any of Jesus' disciples in the years of worldwide ministry that followed Jesus' ascension, when? When did you know? What moment first made you start to wonder about Jesus? What did he say or do that had you realizing that he absolutely had to be something far more than just another ordinary human man? At what moment did you fully realize exactly who you were interacting with on a daily basis? I also can't imagine that not a single one of them would have responded to such a line of questioning with, "Well, it certainly was on that day when we watched him float and float up and up and on into heaven itself." The single disciple who would absolutely have the most choices available to him as to how to answer a line of questioning like that would have to be John. He is referred to in the scriptures as the disciple that Jesus loved. And what's intended by that when John writes that is to say, in essence, he was Jesus' closest human friend during his time on earth. It is also very likely that John was the youngest of all of the original 12 disciples. He would be the only apostle who lived a long, full life and died a natural death in old age. He also never knew for sure when he might just happen to see Jesus again, in unique and different ways. During those 40 days after Easter, before the ascension with the other disciples, Jesus could appear at any moment. But John also was certain that the Holy Spirit would do what Jesus had promised and remind him regularly of everything Jesus had said and the things he had experienced in the Lord's presence and the Lord's service. But this last book of the Bible that we call the Revelation of St. John, it truly is a very late in life glimpse of heaven and the heavenly glory of Jesus. A moment in a very old man's life like none other any human being has ever been allowed to experience. And there are so many apocalyptic scenes and moments that John reveals to us through his written record of all he experienced, everything that he saw and heard during this revelation, that simply take our breath away. The whole point of everything that John is recording for us in this book is that Jesus is the ultimate victor for all time over every last thing that could ever harm any of us. And it is also equally clear in these verses that things can still get hyper crazy at times in the New Testament history of the church as sin in the world plays itself out day by day until Judgment Day. Things like disease, death, war, and the chaos of human interaction, clearly from the pages of Revelation, we're told, will continuously be a reality until Jesus, King Jesus, comes back to end it all. And he will come back. And he will end it. Revelation intends to put you and me and every believer at complete ease, knowing that everything is under control, God's control, from the throne of heaven itself. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords is managing every element of time and existence for the purpose of saving his elect. You are among that elect. And not one saved soul will ever be lost, no matter what the devil does, no matter what the human enemies of the gospel might do, no matter what governments and empires might think in regard to their power over against God. Not one of God's elect will ever be lost. So the question on this Ascension evening could easily be turned toward each one of us. We observe and we celebrate once again the anniversary of the day Jesus returned to heaven's throne in all his brilliant glory. And it is important to remember that Jesus was still fully wearing all of his glorified human nature, body, mind, and soul as he eliminated the laws of gravity and returned to heaven on the breezes. On such an occasion, any single one of us should be able to answer the question of anyone who might ask it of us as believers, expecting a thoughtful answer. When did you first realize who Jesus is and all that he was able to do? Who he would always be? When did you first grasp his abilities while still being your brother in every way, yet without sin? When did you embrace this man, Jesus, as also fully God in every way? Your Lord, your Savior, your King of Kings. Was it at the Transfiguration, when all of Jesus' glory as God is allowed to just shine through for a moment? Or was it on that night when all the angel hosts of heaven sang his praises? Was it raising a man 4 days dead? Or commanding a ferocious storm to be suddenly, silently still? Was it giving sight or hearing or the ability to walk to so many who had been born without those very treasured and yet common abilities? Or was it the healing of any number of the ill, the injured, the abused, or possessed that caught your ear or your eye and your heart as you traveled with Jesus through his life and ministry? Or was it the manner of his willing suffering and death, so graphic, so humble, positioned so suddenly against the outright, outrageous display of power in raising himself from the dead just 3 days later? Choices available to answer such questions are as myriad and diverse as the believers throughout time who have been led through their divine telling in the Word to believe and embrace Jesus as their King, their Savior, their God. So I would like to propose to you at this moment another possibility. One from a Bible book that most people in our moment in time are reluctant to use as testimony, to shy away from in conversations, whether they be casual or confessional. What about these very verses from the Revelation of St. John, chosen for us to read on this festival day of celebration and joy? Sometime later today, having taken this worship folder with you, read these verses out loud for yourself a couple of times. Stop here and there and marvel at the facets of the jewels of truth revealed in these verses over against the examples that you can cite from all of the rest of the New Testament writings. You and I are left with no doubt that everything presented in these few short verses is a summary glimpse of everything Jesus has always been and will ever and always be. It is best to read these verses as a factual accounting of eternal reality, being shown to us despite our inability, our limitations of our intellect, to process and grasp everything that we're being told here. Read these words describing our brother. He wore our skin. He faced our temptation. He paid our freedom price. And he died our death. Yet on this triumphant day, we celebrate his return to heaven, having fully revealed himself in every way. Carefully sift through everything these short verses teach you about Jesus. And then perhaps you'll have two questions of your own to use in response to anyone who asks you when you knew. The first would be, what more do I need to know? The second would be, what more do you need to know? There is no other with whom Jesus might ever be compared. Not on Good Friday, Not on Easter morning. Not on this Ascension Eve. Not on any day this world continues to turn. What more does Jesus need to show you? To show me? For us? To embrace Him. Confess Him. Worship Him. With our words and our lives as our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen.